Thank you very much. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Much appreciate that. I heard that was out there in the Twitter world. How do you guys find this stuff out? You guys are crack. Oh, okay. Didn't take a whole lot of research. Huh? I was going to say, it's investigative journalism there.
37 today?
Yes, yes. Spread the word. Injury-wise, we got through the game pretty well. Terrence Cody has a sprained knee. I think it would be a stretch to expect him back this week. We're going to try, but more likely it will be after this week coming up. We have a chance to get Chris back. We have a chance to get Ray back. We'll see as the week goes on how that goes. Anything else from yesterday? I can't. Maybe you have a question on something, but I can't really think of anything else that was of any significance.
Ironic, number 51 today, and the guy who wears number 51 had a heck of a game. Now, on a team that tried to get younger, a guy like Daryl Smith has meant a lot to you, hasn't he?
Daryl Smith has meant a lot to us. Daryl, you're right. Daryl's just done a great job, and for him to come up, you know, it's not just the interception. You know, he's played really consistently well from the beginning. I think he had 9 tackles, had few assists, had a broken up pass, you know, might have had a sack, you know. If not, he got a quarterback hit in there. Just played exceptionally well and had a baby. His wife had a baby. So I don't know if you guys are aware of that or not. Yeah, he had a little girl this morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning. That tells you about Daryl. You know, probably nobody knew about it. That's how quiet he is. And she does share a birthday with yours truly. So we were really excited about that. At least I was really excited about that. I don't know if Daryl, his wife, I don't think they probably cared, but I was pretty fired up about it. So it was a glorious day for the Smith family.
John, can you comment on the report about Jacoby Jones and what happened? If he's injured, is he any worse? I mean, after being in the head?
Right. Regarding Jacoby, we got reports of that middle of the morning this morning sometime. I think I heard about that. As far as him, he's fine. He went through everything today that he was supposed to go through. He didn't miss anything. Not very impressed, personally, with the report. It's not something we want to be known for. I would like to think it's not something those guys would want to be known for. It's nothing to be proud of. So kind of disappointed in that sense.
Something he followed up with the guys individually without going into details with us.
So. Yeah, any conversations. You're right, Jerry. I mean, any conversations with those guys, of course, we're going to have conversations, and we've had conversations about that and other things. You know, I'd probably keep that between us, address it with the team. What do you want to be known for? You know, you want to be known as a football player, you know, or you want to be known for that? I don't think it's anything to be proud of.
Do you know at this point in time, is there anything legal that will happen after the fact, or?
No, I don't know anything about that, no.
Can we assume you will not be celebrating your birthday on a party bus in D.C.?
Well, I'm going to pretend that question never happened.
There's that saying about nothing good usually happening after midnight. Is that something that you remind the guys that you're out late and those things, that makes me happy?
Well, my dad, Jack Harbaugh, is here, and that was definitely a motto that was enforced in our household. Nothing good happens after midnight. And I did reiterate that with the guys today, yes.
In terms of Ray Rice, some on the sideline seemed to be bouncing around a little bit, dancing, having fun. Has he made a lot of progress in a week? You feel like there's a good chance that maybe he can be back? But
well, you know, I don't know about the good or great or whatever, but he was close this week to a degree. You know, so was Chris. So those muscle things, you never know for sure. But they were in the ballpark this week, and I would think that put them really in the ballpark coming up.
John, you talked about it a little bit yesterday, but have you seen the improvement from week 1 to 3 in accordance to the way you, I guess, would think it would be on schedule? And do you see it getting even better as you go along?
Well, one of the things about this team that, you know, I've told them, you know, that we've been really happy with is the fact that we've really made as much progress as we could make. You know, that we've addressed in every area that we've really put an emphasis on. We feel like we've made great progress there. Not 100% across the board. You know, it's there's a process to everything you do. You know, it's hard to put a finishing product out there, you know, before you're finished. But we're on our way, and I really love two things I think have gotten us to make the kind of improvement you're talking about. Our attitude is as good as I've ever been around as a football team and even individually across the board. And our work ethic is as good as any that I've been around. So just proud of these guys, the way they work, the way they approach their job. And, you know, you would like to think that that shows up in how they improve.
So are you encouraged, though, or how much might you be encouraged by the chemistry that maybe Dallas and Joe showed they might be trying to get yesterday?
Yeah, there was some good stuff out there. You're right, Cliff. In terms of some of the timing, some of the tight throws that were made, big third down conversions, types of stuff where they're working on one defender and breaking away at the right time and Joe putting it away from the defender. That's the kind of stuff that we have been working really hard to get to, not just with Dallas, but, you know, with all the guys. But you're right. It showed up a little bit on Sunday.
And he had a good, it seemed like he had a nice game yesterday. What have you seen from him in the first three games now?
James? Yeah, he had a great game. James had a great game. He made some big tackles for us, coming down and supporting out of the secondary. A couple times Arian or Ben Tate got out there loose a little bit and looked like they had a chance to make some yards, and James cut him down. You know, I thought he played really well. He's in good position in pass coverage all day. You know, this is a shot team, too. This is a play action, pass, throw the ball downfield outfit where they've made a bunch of big plays in the past, and we felt like holding them to – minimal or no big plays was going to be really important for us, was going to be a tough job for our secondary. And our secondary played with tremendous discipline, great eyes, great spacing and leverage in the back end, and they had no big plays downfield in the passing game. So that was really important.
And just including that game, obviously, he is one of two new starters at safety. I guess Elam can be factored in that too, but either way, James stepping in, I know he's been a starter in the league before, but just how happy have you been with what you've seen from him the first 3 games?
Right, well, yeah, we've been really pleased with James. And Matt, too, you talk about both safeties. Both those guys have played really well. And I throw Mike in the same category. Michael came out and played well yesterday. He played quite a few snaps on defense and had a tackle on the kickoff team. But James, to your question, has been kind of the glue back there. You know, he's been the guy that's made all the calls for us. He's the guy that gets us into the right coverage, that unwinds the formation for us. So he's done a great job with that.